How, not why. Inevitably, when something goes wrong, our first reaction is why? Why did this happen to me? Why did this happen right at this time? But in reality, it doesn't matter why it happened. If we hope to do anything about it, our response should be, how did it happen? Once we determine the how, we can usually come up with a plan of action to correct the problem. Or if nothing more, at least we'll know enough about it to not make the same mistake a second time. We'll be able to recognize and avoid the person involved, if such be the case, or we can avoid venturing into the same locale or situation that precipitated the problem originally. But whatever the challenge, you can be successful in overcoming it by choosing to depend entirely upon God. He will stand you up and make you victorious. Living by faith requires obeying when the Lord indicates we are to speak or act. God wants us to trust Him, that He has a plan for our life, that He is constantly directing circumstances and maneuvering people to ensure that His purpose is achieved. Every waking moment should be guided by the strong desire to be doing His will in every activity in which we become engaged, no matter how great or small. It is said that we strive through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God. And we are further advised that we should not look for spiritual perfection, but rather strive for spiritual progress. Then when confronted with a problem, the response must be, how, not why. When we find the how, we will see where we have strayed from His will or protection and moved into conflict with His desire by our own actions. It may even be possible that we will be unable to perceive where we have gone astray. But the fact is that somehow, we have moved into an area that is not in synchronization with God's plan for us. At this critical moment, it is vitally important to turn to Him in prayer and ask for His guidance as to how to proceed out of the problem, and to do so with the confidence that He will answer your prayers. There are many biblical references of assurance that He will take care of you. For instance, in Romans 8:28 we read, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God." And in verse 31 it says, "If God be for us, who can be against us?" Throughout the Bible, our assurances of His loving care for us, His children, as long as we have an honest desire to please Him. This doesn't mean that He is going to give us everything we ask for like a magnanimous Santa Claus, but He will give us what we need to accomplish whatever task He has given us to perform, and we will receive bountiful blessings as long as we continue to try to honor Him in all that we do. Sometimes it is necessary to wait a while before our prayers are answered. There may be a lesson to be learned to be trouble we are experiencing, and we're not going to be let off the hook too quickly. Or it may be that there are other people that need to be moved around to accommodate our move. And like the man on a chessboard, each move depends upon the move of another. Whatever it may be, we must wait, be patient, keep our faith strong, and continue to pray continuously to Him, knowing that let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we will reap if we faint not. I have been blessed with 50 years of sobriety in AA, during which time I have lived a whole new life, which gave me a new wife, a fine son, a great career, and throughout the years a bountiful harvest of blessing beyond anything I thought possible before coming to AA. Oh, there have been numerous times when there have been problems. It has not been just a bowl of cherries, but there have been more good times than bad. And whenever there's been a problem, I knew where to turn for the help to overcome the problem rather than adding to it by drinking. Yes, this program has shown me how to live sober, one day at a time, and I am deeply grateful for it.